timberline decking with the automatic spacers, that's up to code. So it's very thin, like, you know, just so the water can go down.
Well, a wood is very thin.
Six what?
Eight?
More like 16 to an 8 max.
I thought our ordinance would change that they, anything that was less than 3/8 counted as coverage.
Yeah, it might be 3/8, I could be wrong.
I believe that was that adopted?
Well, that's building code.
That's building code. I mean, I don't know that to be in your range for this.
Okay, it's, okay. It may not be yet.
Those days have actually seemed kind of wide. People with high heel shoes would be causing tripping accidents.
Okay.
So that's 22 feet?
The run?
Yes.
Side yard only 5 feet.
Roger.
So if he were to cut this back 2 feet, does that mean he's climbing, or is he still 2 feet?
He's 2 feet short.
Yes.
He needs 4 feet on the side.
He needs to cut it back 4 feet to meet the...
And 6 feet on rear and 7 feet in front.
There's 6 feet underneath in the rear yard, and then there's a 7 foot setback in the front yard that's needed also. And the property is zero lot line.
So it's 3 variances?
3 variances. The properties across the street, they're all one story. The old, the small ranches across from the house, they're one stories.
Yes, there's one, two, there's two, there's a corner rancher and one.
Right.
No. Corner rancher, he's had for a long time. Next to that, there's like a two-story.
A small two-story.
Small two-story, another small two-story, right. Everything. I'm the only rancher.
Right. And they're set back from the bit, from the house is set back.
But also, driven down our side of the street, a lot of the people have long front porches that take up that meet the front yard setback, but are 5 or 6 feet out by 20 feet long. So people are trying to get a view from the back. Mr. Glazer's house on top of us, the rooftop. I can't call it a deck because I've never been inside the house on top, but the roofing which has a fence around it, my guess would be that the purpose behind it is if you're sitting up there in the evening having a glass of wine, you have a wonderful view of the bay from up on top of that roof.
How many properties on that block have a front yard deck at zero level?
Well,
they have a deck at zero level.
If the fencing around Mr. Glance's property constitutes a deck, then he has a front yard deck with a fence around it at zero.
He has a garage.
Well, yeah, but what do you need railings around the top of your garage for?
At grade level, how many on the rest of the street, how many properties have decking at the zero lot line on the front of the front?
I think we're the only one. Because the other properties have second floor decks.
They're also set back.
They are set back, but they have a second floor to give them a view of the bay. We believe, as Mr. Barnhart indicated, that by having this deck tucked in the corner, we're blocked off because the garage has a zero front yard and a zero side yard or rear yard, depending on how you count, so that there's no impact from our deck to any of the neighbors. They're looking at what is the impact of the character of the neighborhood. We don't believe we have any impact.
How long is the applicant owns the property?
Approximately over 5 years. I wonder if the lady that lived there added, she was about 105. They went to her estate and I bought off her estate.
So you bought it in 15?
Roughly around 15.
2 years later, you
approximately, I guess.
to the east would be a small sleepers and canvas on the front yard, basically a wheelchair on that house.
Canvas under the earth?
Just 2x4s on...
Yes, there was, we cleaned that all up.
Now, that 4 inches, 3 inches above grade.
Yes.
Canvas on top, just a little wheelchair out.
Yes.
Didn't have handicap ramps on the house.
I don't recall a handicap ramp, but I recall the wood with the astroturf on top of it.
Right, that was aqua green.
Yes.
Yeah, aqua green, because that ended around all the time, yes, yeah. And that was back closer, that was up closer to the house.
Yes.
There were some questions, I just wanted to talk, I sketched on that. That would be the required setback, both front side and rear. That would be the remaining area that would be available for the deck space.
And what square foot is that right now?
The deck?
Of decking.
Well, it would be, let's see.
To avoid any variances, correct?
It would be six by... Roughly 6 by 10 and a half, by 11.
Yeah, well, I don't understand, if the deck was a grade, there wouldn't be any variances.
That's correct.
We discussed that, if you ripped out the entire deck and put down patio pavers, right, sitting on dirt and cement.
Right.
You're right, I don't need to come here.
Yeah.
And the difference between that and the elevation of the deck now is what?
24.
I'm not sure where you measure it, but I'm gonna call it approximately.
Well, based on your drawing, what if you extended the deck along Princeton Avenue over toward the back?
With those setbacks in, with the red setbacks, is it existing?
Go in here, pull that in.
Right, the original house.
I mean, I don't think better space.
Coming out of the back, 2 feet off grade from front lot line, I have a problem with that.
With here?
No, with what they have here, with being 2 feet above grade at the property line,
yeah.
I have an
issue. Out here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And I agree, man. That's what I'm trying to say. I have a problem with it being 2 feet off grade at the property line. When did the vinyl fence get put in?
That's your right here.
When did the vinyl fence get put in?
Well, I bought the house with the vinyl fence. It was probably put in over 20 years ago by Mrs. Abbey. She had it up.
That fence that's out there right now is 20 years old.
By fenceman. It was done by fenceman.
There's no way that fence is that old.
Yes, you could call him. His name is Fenceman. He put it up. He remembered the fence. It's got at least 15 to 20 years old. You go up to the bench, you can see it's all worn out. From a far away, it looks nice, but it's all worn out.
I didn't walk up to it, but I did.
Yeah, it's all crooked. It's worn out.
But yeah, but the zero lot line front yard is, I don't think it's acceptable.
I just want to make a mention here. When you bought this property, you said it was approximately 5 years ago.
Yes.
This is what I'm looking at, is the existing footprint of the property. Without the, forget the deck for a minute. This is a house on what appears to be a season-sized lot. So part of Mr. Barnhart's presentation was that you want to be able to enjoy outdoor space. So you have what appears to be a fairly large backyard. Granted, there's no bay view, but all you're getting up here is a sliver anyway. So I just, you know, it's just the whole thing is not making sense to me. You could have a little brick patio in the front, we wouldn't be here. You could set up a lovely backyard, we wouldn't be here. And, you know, we're going back and forth over inches and a feet and a foot. It doesn't make sense. I'm just not understanding why you're so adamant about having this in that corner when you're obviously now arguing with your neighbor as well.
And then the 2 feet that it creates between the garage and becomes waste there.
Well, if it's covered alone, if you had to get emergency personnel back there,
I would vote against just on that alone.
I don't know that you need to get emergency people back there. It's gonna collect trash, grass is gonna grow, it's gonna maintain, it's hard to get to. 2 feet is this wide.
Yeah, it's just, when you were, that's the, yes, why this is so important.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh, it's a little seclusive deck between my house and the garage. The garage is actually ugly because it's, you know, just looking at a brick wall when you walk out. And I figured the little deck is nice. I put a little table out there with an umbrella. The neighbors, nobody complained about it. Everybody loves it. And I mean, just, he doesn't like it, but it's my personal house. He rents his house to people during the summer. I know, but it does because he rents it by month and it brings 6-7 cars coming in. They all park in front of my house. They're up on the deck throwing stuff on top of me. So I never complain about anything. I mean,
it has nothing to do with anything. If the wall is offensive to you aesthetically, plant a row of shrubs over there and be bothered.
Well, I just figured it's a little useful space with a table and it's nice.
I just don't think that works to be honest with you. I mean, you have a variance on one lot, you have another adjoining lot, you have a front yard lot, on this lot, there's three lots, three areas, plus the people. We're looking at an ordinance for the city, and I don't think this is a good precedent, a good thing for the city.
We're taking 2 minute break.
I just don't think it's positive or negative criteria for their, for the representative.
We'll take a 2 minute break, we'll be back.
Are we back on the record?
Yes.
We're back on the record.
Mr. Cook?
Yes.
We talked about our client, and we'd like to amend the application. Don't know how you're going to react to it. The front yard setback, instead of being 0, we would propose 4 feet. The side yard setback, instead of being 2 feet, we would propose 3 feet. The rear yard setback up against the little jump, we would leave it 0. We don't believe that rear yard has any impact on anyone. The front yard setback, instead of being 0, would now be 4 feet. The side yard setback, instead of being 2 feet, would now be 3 feet. The rear yard setback for that little jut would still remain 0.
Now, is there a fence blocking that access to that side yard setback?
Well, there would be a railing on the deck, so if you're sitting on a patio, you wouldn't fall off.
Correct.
Into the 3 foot. Yes.
But is there at the front of the property line, is there a fence blocking that access back to that 3 feet?
Yes.
No,
close off the space, in the 3 foot space.
So how would you maintain that space?
How do you get in there and maintain it?
Well, there would be a gate.
You can walk right around.
There's a gate. There has to be a gate.
Oh, that's
there.
Right.
Yeah, you can walk right around. The front of the deck would be 4 feet off. So you can walk right around the deck.
The back 4 feet. Okay. That's over. Right. Exactly. The existing fence.
I understand.
Yeah, but we're not putting a gate in the front, so we don't want to.
I understand.
Got it.
Thank you. We'll get a little bit. Okay. Do board members understand what's being proposed?
That the deck that's there or the deck that's not there?
The deck that will be there. We're talking about the deck that will be there.
So the side yard would be a 1 foot variance versus 2 foot?
Correct.
Front yard would be 3 foot variance versus 7.
Yes. Correct.
Rear yard is still 7.
Correct. I just want to focus because I don't know that it has dimensions. The reason that he's still trying to open, because we just discussed the idea of it just being an accurate patio, but he had a slider on the side, and he's trying to have his space be at the elevation of the floor of the house. I mean, that's why.
Yes, they added the slider to the, when you do the renovation, I think he adds the slider.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what's driving the whole issue.
Yes.
Man,
why didn't somebody say that?
You could have said it was 7:30.
Yeah. Now I know why you're explaining it so much.
walk from the house onto the deck, it's a... But with the 3 feet back now, it's like too small, because the table's 6 foot, now you don't fit anybody around the table, but you're at 7 foot, so I don't know what it'd be.
The alternative is a landing door and a patio grid.
That's exactly what we talked about also, landing the door, rip it all out, put patio down, right back up to the zero.
Right, and that's the two options.
Yep.
But the door is really driving the issue.
Well, the door makes it a comfortable walkout, you know, to walk out the landing, down a couple steps.
We understand, we're not going to debate that, we understand what the door does. So the two options in here are part of that. Either a door and a landing, or the deck as you cut it back and keep it closed. Board members, do you have any thoughts on the matter?
I do have a thought.
Please.
If we're going to abide by exactly what the city wants, then it all goes away. But if there's some compromise between the two parties, and the city's all right with it, I think maybe we should ask them if they're...
We'll do that, and we'll see which, and then we'll see which one is better for the city, because remember, if there's compromises between people, that's one thing, but the board has, and they have their own opinions too, and they don't have to agree to those compromises. So at this point in time, why don't we hear from the public and on this particular application, and then we'll go through. The public is now open. If you have a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chris Balanson for Larry and Kim Glantz. The Glantz's issue has always been maintenance of their building on that side. 2 feet was insufficient. I think 3 feet is probably okay. While we'd rather see the full 4 feet to have access to the property, I'm not going to object to the 3 feet, even if this case has been litigated for 2 years. The front yard setback is obviously a help to the city. It's the city's call. The 3 foot, we think, is sufficient to maintain the side of the property. Conditioned upon an agreement to pay for the damage, and this board can't enforce that, pay for the damage that's been done to our property with respect to driveway having been removed when the deck was being constructed. I'd like to submit to Mr. Sismondi or Mr. Fenneran an invoice for that following this evening, which should be granted, to see if that gets paid. But we're trying to be peaceful neighbors, not going to kill us.
Well, the board's not going to participate in that.
That's, I understand. I understand. Our preference is the 4 feet on that side, full 4 feet. It's not very much improved as it is. It's really the board's call, just 3 feet.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the public who wishes to make comment? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. There you have it, folks. It's all on the table. Board members, any thoughts? Which way do you want to proceed or not proceed? First of all, Kelly, do you have any comments after the public portion?
We think the presentation by Mr. Barnhart with the modifications, when you look at it from the planning board perspective, is there a substantial detriment to the character of the neighborhood? We don't think so. Is there a substantial detriment to the zoning plan? Once again, we don't think so. Barnhart's pictures show decks overtopping us. Decks going up and down the street at second floor levels. This one is tucked behind a garage with no windows. Also, not interfering with anyone's light, air, or views. You're walking down the street, you don't even know that it's there. 2.5-foot deck, 2-foot deck, tucked in the side yard, does not involve any lot coverage problems. Provides an outdoor living space where you do get a splitter of a view. Sure, if you put it in your backyard, people use the backyards. This is for outdoor living where you can sit out at a table, have something to eat, have a couple of drinks, and be tucked in without any impact on anyone. Thank you.
Members of the board.
Yes, so what about the 4 feet off the property line?
Well,
is that part of this or not?
In the front?
Yes.
That's what's proposed. 4 foot from the front, 3 from the side.
Okay.
Right. Now, is that something of that nature acceptable to the board? in thinking, or do they want to see, the other option would be to take the deck out, have no deck, or to have a landing and then go down to pavers?
I find the further adjustment in modifications acceptable.
But in modifications to 3 and 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other people have any opinions on that matter?
I don't think they worked out an adjustment. Where is the property line exactly in regards to the garage?
The garage is the property line.
Yeah, the front wall actually, the adjacent garage actually approaches over the property line by about 6 inches.
It's a masonry wall.
For all practical purposes, call the front wall the garage, the property line.
That's what I said.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I
thought that was supposed to be set back.
Yeah, but do we have an opportunity here? Can we put this to a vote now? And we put it to a vote as the 3 foot in the side yard and a 4 foot setback in the front yard and a 0 on the rear yard. And that, or we do not put it to a vote and go for something else. What is your pleasure?
We vote.
We vote.
We vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Leo? Well, first of all, Mr. Callahan, are you complete with your presentation?
We're complete.
Now, Mr. Roger, do you have anything further you wish to add to this?
How much time do you have?
No, we have all the time that's necessary.
I think we've beaten this up really too much. I just want to get on the record time before it is dated December 7th, 2018. And the whole content is discussed tonight on both sides. I just want to point out that the variances they're seeking with the amendments. It's a front yard setback of 4 feet where 7 feet is required. Side yard setback where 4 feet is required, they are offering 3 foot, which is a 1 foot variance. A rear yard setback where 6 feet is required, they are offering, we're seeking 0 foot.
What material is the ground going to be for that 3 and 4 foot area of the setbacks?
Grass. I'll landscape it. That's okay.
And you can't get through it. You get through
the side. Oh, well, I can put rocks. I can put like white worm. Whatever.
Grass.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
So it's passable, I suppose?
Pardon?
So, a condition should be that it's passable?
It's passable. Yeah. So there could be access to the 3 foot area. If you plant it, you have no access.
Okay.
So that they'd have to provide access around the deck would be a condition. And it would have to be, and grass would be planted, no stone or anything like that.
Okay.
Not be the case. Are there any other questions? Okay, not.
That's in the front too?
In the front and the side, in the front yard, in the front setback, and in the side, and in the side setback. It would be grass.
All right, so someone needs to make a motion for C variance relief for Roger.
Well, you have to make a motion first. You have to generate a motion for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone needs to make the following motion for C variance relief for the following. A front yard setback to the deck, which is as amended, 4 feet for 7 feet required. Side yard setback to the deck, 3 feet for 4 feet required, and in the rear or setback for the deck of 0 feet or 6 feet required. The conditions will be anything in the report, not addressed tonight. Applicable any representations, which include that the amended areas, which will now be 3 foot setback and 4 foot setback, will be grass and tech, so it's passable.
The trash storage back there and the trash can and all like that.
Okay,
that was okay.
Yes,
that's
just
front yard.
Well, even the side.
Yeah, there was a side yard. Yeah, no trash door. It's all turned. It must be maintained.
Okay. Hmm? Motion, someone needs to make.
I'll make a motion and then I have a motion to second, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Okay, we'll have a roll call vote.
Commissioner Langraff?
I really have a hard time with this. I have a deck in my home that a neighbor built their deck within 3 feet of my property. And it's elevated, uncomfortable when you sit out there. While this applicant's deck is lower, and the neighbor's is higher, it creates an uncomfort level that I've experienced. And then we're not supposed to think that this deck is there. I have a real problem with that from the gut standpoint. I don't believe it's met the criteria for variance. I understand that that's what's being proposed, and it's better. The 4 foot off the front, the 3 off the side, but I can't bring myself to vote yes for this. I just can't. It's too much in too small a location.
Commissioner Crevel?
I agree with Commissioner Langraff. I think it's pleasant that the neighbors came to an agreement, I don't think that looking at this objectively, that would be anything other than a patio or if it's a landing. And I think it's a dangerous precedent for the neighborhood. So much encroaching on their neighbors. On that.
Tom Halpin.
I agree with the gentleman plumbing.
Jay Cook.
I'm going to vote no on the application. It just is, I think that there's too much decking in the wrong place in the lot. It just doesn't make sense where it is and how it was done.
Tom McAdam.
I vote no, but for a different reason. I believe that if I had heard this application originally, that I would have turned it down on its own merits. And we never had that opportunity to do that.
Roman Zabihatch.
I also vote no. I appreciate the compromise.
Lorraine Salada.
I also vote no. As much as to agree with Roman, I think they reach a compromise. But I know in my heart that this is something I would never approve. This is just like a fix-it. And I don't think that's the way we should approach these problems.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you all very much.
Triple sec.
Triple sec.
Ooh, I love that.